Blog Talk Radio.
I hate my life and I wanna die. I ain't got no iPhone. My heart is breaking, thinking suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
It's that time again. We are back. I'm still not logged into Twitter.
I thought this was appropriate because there is like a major cell phone war going on. I don't know what you people do. It's so juicy. I love it. I love it.
I know. And you people who argued with me, I told you there was an iPhone 5, not this iPhone 4S or whatever that just came out.
Well, yeah. What were they thinking? There's an iPhone 5. They're trying to get more money.
We've been hearing about it off and on for months, and people kept telling, no. See, it's this one. This one just came out. This is the one. No, not the one I'm talking about. Don't argue with me.
No, it's. I'm not understanding why some people are not catching on. Here's what they're doing. If you have an iPhone 3, basically it's going to become extinct. Mm-hmm. So they're getting you to buy that iPhone 4 so that at the very least, because most of you probably won't pay the price for an iPhone 5 when it comes out, at the very least you'll be up to date and they won't have to listen to you whine and complain that you can't access your 4G. They know what they're doing. Why don't you know what they're doing is question.
I don't know. I could not. So many of them were arguing with me. And I was like, why are y'all arguing with me?
Okay, before we go into the news, this is still news in itself. Okay, remember I told you guys yesterday I got Sims pets.
Yes, how is that?
Well, forget about the pets part. I'm more interested in Origin because I had to download it to get to the Sims pets and get that great deal they offered. And I got to say, it's a little bit unnerving, Origin. it's doing some crazy, crazy things. At first, when I checked the Sims forums, because I like to go there for, you know, some tech questions, because most times people are nice, and I wanted to know if you had to have it open to play the game. You all know how they used to make you. You had to have the downloader open before, or you couldn't play your game.
Mm-hmm.
And if it had no connection to the internet, you couldn't play your game. So I was told that it didn't work that way, but there were a couple of times where it decided it needed to download a patch.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not close Origin after it downloaded the patch. It told me it could not close it because my game was running. That's not that interesting. And my game was running. But if it doesn't need. Some other interesting things that they were doing, they were offering people, if you pre-ordered the game, and pre-order was any time before they released it at midnight, okay, so you could have bought it online, pre-ordered it, GameStop, if they were open, they didn't care. So you got this little pet store, and you got some pet beds and some new country clothes, and the new country town is rather charming, I must say. I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't get it. Nobody could figure out how to get it. Nobody had put up posts anywhere how to get it. So this is the one time I saw some people getting ugly in the Sims community. Where the hell is my cowboy hat? And my pet store.
People are nuts.
So it got just a little bit ugly. Then there were a couple of, there's some bugs. And we tell you guys this all the time, too. I know we have a few people. We picked up from the Sims community listening. When there is a bug and they put up a thread for it, please post your bug and don't say, verify that it doesn't work this way. You are not the one to verify it because you don't work at the company. They have to go and verify that it is not, in fact, something on your computer that is not causing the problem. You don't say, it's verified. It doesn't work with these video cards. You do not have. You have your video card in your computer. Each computer is different, just like every person. Think of your little files as DNA strands and that type of stuff, and you'll get the gist, okay? So there was a whole lot of that going on last night, and people with pets skin inside out, I don't know. But mine were fine. I like my horses. I like you, Sally Mae Jinkhorse. Yes, I put her in The Sims.
Oh, my God. Sally Mae Jinkhorse.
Sally Mae Jinkhorse and Dexter Jinkhorse, and they had a baby named Elvira because I had Elvira. It's a country song. You know that song.
Aw, Elvira.
Beautiful horse. I put her for adoption. Anyway.
Aw.
They're all
up for adoption.
They're all up for adoption. I may post some screenshots. Oh, that's another feature. It's been in there, but I've been meaning to mention not that anybody would care if you did this, and I would never do this to y'all, but you can post pictures directly from Facebook from inside the game. I'm trying to figure out who's doing this. I want to see who's out there that's actually doing this and just doing it just for fun. I can see if you were doing like a story or something. You know, there's always a spin to put on things. If you're doing some machinima type stuff, you obviously want to post pictures from inside the game or your video from straight inside the game. But just because you can, no.
No.
I want to talk to you so I can tell you, stop it.
Stop it. What's wrong with you?
Stop it. And I also would like to call out, did you see my post I put up on Facebook about my Nutri-Grain bar? I know you didn't because you didn't mention it.
No, I didn't see it. I'll just go back and check.
Girl was eating a Nutri-Grain bar yesterday, and I love them, the apple cinnamon kind, and found a fingernail in it.
Oh, I hope you contacted them.
I contacted them, and they offered me coupons. So then I contacted an attorney because a coupon ain't going to cut it, Kellogg's.
No kidding. A fingernail in your... Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. I'm never buying one of those again.
That's exactly my aim. If you offer me a coupon, this is not going to cut. Not even a refund for Box. Here's your money back. We're so sorry. We're going to send somebody, we're going to send an envelope out for you to send it over to us. We try to have little human contact. That does not mean somebody wasn't mad and threw their toenail down into the stuff. You don't know what happened. So I'm going to need better than a coupon, really.
Yeah, I'm going to need $1 million.
$1 million. Crazy people.
Oh, my God. That is nuts. Ew.
Nasty.
So nasty. Jay, are you listening?
He left us a message this morning. I thought that was him texting. You know, it was way too early then, Jay. Something about eclair gingerbread ice cream sandwich. By the time I switch out my next movie, pineapple. Oh, he's talking about all the phones. I know. There's all kinds of stuff. Okay. Do I want to go first?
Either way, I can go first. You can go first.
Let me talk about it. Okay.
I got a banana. I'm trying to open it anyways, and it's been a pain.
Okay, but you open your banana. Let me tell you. Okay, so Android 4.0 is here. And,
yay!
And Google's had an ice cream sandwich launch in Hong Kong.
Oh, my God. I love what they name their platforms. Mine's Honeycomb or something like that on my Android.
I love it. Okay, so the latest version of Android is, of course, called Ice Cream Sandwich. It's supposed to bring some lovely new design, some long-form features, brag-worthy technological advances, and let me show you some other details. Yeah. All right, so what's new for Ice Cream Sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the guys at Venture. Is this Devendra? No, that's Jolie. Okay, so I know Devendra likes to text in the middle of stuff. They're saying the phone will be called the Galaxy Nexus. Will be the Galaxy Nexus, and of course, the operating system Ice Cream Sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich? Oh God, you're making me hungry, woman.
I know.
As I'm sitting here scarfing down my banana.
You know what? This is actually running. We're probably gonna have to come back to this a little bit later in the show. I just know it's ice cream sandwich. Oh, and it has some screen capture features, so you don't have to download the SDK if you're doing development. It's got some folders which you can organize and move into the bottom navigation bar, which I think they just did an update I got the other night where mine started doing that. I was like, why the hell is my context folder on my launching screen? Add some video capabilities, including time-lapse, Zoom, recording. Your contact feature is supposed to work like a magazine interface now.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you tap on your contact, you'll have options, you know. This is already in mind. Well, it might be via an update. You can phone them, SMS them, send them a thing via Facebook. Mine also added the addition of Skype. If you do call someone, that person's image will now take up the full screen instead of a little square. I don't know if mine does that because I didn't put anybody's pictures in. What else did they add? Oh, the bump-like beam. Mine does that. I must have gotten one of the ones right before they made this. You know, kind of like we used to be able to do with the iPhone where you'd bump and share things.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, mine has that in already. Well, they're saying that it wasn't fully explored, so now they're going to make, I guess they amped it up a little bit. You can share web pages, maps, games, apps, group charts, whatever. You need to share with the person next to you if they have the same phone that is. Wow. They also have the SDK if you're a developer,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's free.
Ooh.
It is. Woo-hoo!
We like free. We like free. Yay!
Ooh, they got a Maps API key, Google TV. These are the things you can play with your phone. And the Android 4.0 operating system, the ice cream sandwich. It needs to be called ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich. Look, he says anything. Jay says anything with sandwich in the title has got to be good. I don't know if I have ice cream sandwich, but I think I have some of those capabilities, and I like it.
That does sound awesome.
I love it. Android, you go, Android.
You go, Android. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Ginger, what you got?
I have got a house for sale.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Britannia Manor 2 for sale. According to a REMAX listing for the Austin, Texas area, Richard Garriott, you know the guy that created Ultima and Ultima Online, is selling his home, Britannia Manor 2.
He lives in Texas?
He does, Austin, Texas.
Oh.
Yes, and he's selling his Britannia Manor 2 for the low, low price of $4.1 million.
Holy crap.
Yes, I know. All right, so what have we got? Britannia Manor 2, the captivating and magical estate of Richard Garriott, a.k.a. Lord British, is seeking a new stewardship. Situated high on a level 3.99 acre hilltop overlooking downtown and a 3,000-acre preserve, this home offers amazing architectural details and intrigue, plus an off-the-grid energy realm. Features behind the Iron Gate include a 360-degree observatory with telescope atop the approximately 4,790-square-foot home, pool, grotto, waterfall, and detached studio, separate guest quarters, AC'd barn, lagoon, and lighted track.
The house that Ultima built.
Yes. It comes with plenty of amenities, including a built-in oven, cooktop range, dishwasher and garbage disposal, downdraft, microwave oven, refrigerator, a self-cleaning oven, AC, and gargoyles.
And gargoyles!
All right. You can take a closer look inside the Britannia Manor 2 via the REMAX listing, which is over at GamePolitics.com this morning, so go check it out. Wow.
I had the money.
No kidding.
I think some game studio should probably pick that up.
That would make a good
studio out there.
Yes, yes it would.
And then you should invite us to come and stay when it's ready.
Yes, to come move in, yes.
I don't know where to go. So much news. I guess I'll start with Origin since I mentioned them already.
Origin!
They're, of course, bragging this morning. They've got 5 million daily users, but we all know who those 5 million people are. Two Sims people.
Mm.
EA COO Peter Moore has revealed that 5 million people are now using Publisher's Origin digital distribution platform every day. Speaking to the Sydney Morning Herald following an appearance at last week's EB Games Expo, Moore responded to a heckler who disrupted his presentation of Origin. I wish I could have been there to see that. Like any piece of software, he says, I worked at Microsoft enough years to say this. You launch software, you continue to polish it, upgrade it, get feedback, and make it better. That's where we are with Origin. We're only 4.5 months in, and already over 5 million people are using it on a daily basis. Moore believes the public currently sees Origin as an unnecessary hurdle that it gets in the way of the gaming experience, and he expects the platform's early adopters to be the last group of people to get what EA is trying to accomplish. It is, I think, in its broadest sense that they think EA is just an answer to Steam, and it's much more than that. Like any great content provider, we want to provide yourself with a platform to talk directly with your customers. That's exactly what Origin is all about. The console first parties understand what we're doing. I think the fans, people that have to use it in the early going, are the ones that get in the last regards to what we're... No, we don't. No, we don't. Moore supported Origin social functions in a recent interview with Games Industry, claiming that the platform will absolutely become a social network. No, it will not. That's the other thing I was looking at that looks really strange. I'm not even sure how it works. I am sure how it works. What I don't like is that it's trying to be too many things. Are you Steam or are you Raptor? Because that was asking for all of my stuff. I want to connect your gamer tag from Xbox, your one from PlayStation.
No.
Watch your week. Watch your grandmother's address. I'm like, what the? No, you can't have any of this. Maybe I don't want people talking to me. I'm trying to play. Let me tell y'all something. Non-gamers, or even some gamers. Okay, let me put it this way. Non-hardcore gamers, we don't want you talking to us when we're playing. I do not want to be in the middle.
True story. Oh, my God. True story.
I'm in the middle of battlefield. I am shooting somebody. I do not need you popping up going, hey, what you doing? Okay, you see we're on Origin and you see what I'm playing, right?
Yes. Yes. And oh my God, I want to strangle people like that because I get people to do that. Or, you know what? I don't want my games linked. Sometimes I go to a different game to hide out from people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them knowing where I'm at. I don't want them to be able to track me. That was like, oh, I had Facebook open yesterday and, oh, I hope the person's not listening. But I was avoiding somebody and they were like, I see you on Facebook. I see you playing that Facebook game. Why aren't you answering me? And I was like, because I don't want to.
Yes, because I don't want to talk to you. That would be why.
Yes. I was like, holy bejeebus, person. I don't have to talk to you just because I'm sitting here.
Okay, I got to share this. And this is not even a news story. This is the crazy stuff that we get in the mail.
What'd you get?
I think this is the craziest yet. Okay. We have a company that wants to do link exchange. You all know what that is. You know, you put your link on my site, I'll put my link on yours. And sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't. But what happens a lot of times is I think these people don't read the site. They just send out form letters. And this one says she wants us to exchange links for a website that sells men's panties.
What?
I kid you not.
Men's panties on a female gaming website. What is wrong with you? That is my line recently. I'm noticing I'm using that a lot.
What is wrong with you
people? What is wrong with you people?
I think this is the first time we've gotten one of these in 9 years. When we first started, everybody thought we were a porn site. So I used to get a lot of these crazy things. You know, we sell writing crops, you know, for people. No, we don't need any.
That's
thank you.
Hot. Wait a minute. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
See, this one has link on the side. And
ooh, hey, what?
The handle is made out of, yeah, so this has been a while since we gotten one of these. Wow. No, lady.
Panties. Yay.
No, lady, I'm sorry. We're not in the market for any men's panties, but thank you for asking.
Oh, my God.
And I would say she's not American, but they're from Scottsdale, Arizona. Really?
What is wrong with that?
Oh, that's a good one.
That makes my head hurt.
I was like, Jack Black just said, seriously, my skin hurts. Okay.
Y'all can hear me coughing. I got lung congestion. This stupid cold is going to kill me.
Oh, we got all kinds of lovely stuff here.
It's my go.
It's Jen's turn.
Uh-huh. We've got another Game Expo. Serious Game Expo 2011 unveils its official program.
Ooh. Yes, yes,
yes. A Date Your Diaries, the 7th edition of the Serious Game Expo, is on its way. The show will open its doors in Lyon on November 21st, 2011. The 2011 edition is all about the new. Over the 1.5 days of the show, visitors will meet other professionals to take part in a variety of specialized themed conferences. All right, so organized by Imaginov, the industry association that brings together competitors from across the Rome Alps region, along with its partners, the event today revealed its program for 2011. Serious Games will be celebrated for the 7th consecutive year. Revolutionary tools
you can do
in different professional domains such as health teaching, training, and even marketing and communication will once again this year constitute an explosive cocktail of technology and innovation. Close to 1,000 visitors joined by renowned European experts will meet at the event, which will be packed full of conferences and demonstrations. All right, so we've got keynotes, the future of training and communication brought to you by Serious Gamers. And a series of conferences. A total of 26 themed conferences will be available between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Monday, November 21st, and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 22nd. Buyers and service providers will also be present, will also present their solutions and share their experiences live from the show. All right, so if you are in the area, and I'm still not quite sure where this is, but I know it's over in the European region somewhere. Yeah, you can go check it out at seriousgameexpo.com. Visitors who register before the 22nd of October 2011 will be able to get a visitor pass at the preferential rate of £47.84 London's whatever the little fee sign is cookies. Yes. So go check that out if you're over there. I want to go. I want to know why I'm tripping over my words. Oh,
well, it's okay. It's all right. Breathe.
Doesn't help that I was trying not to cough.
Oh.
I live.
Oh.
It's just stupid weather, stupid Texas.
Oof. Wow. Let's not talk about the crazy weather. All right.
It was rainy, then it was dry, then it was hot.
Well, there. Where do you start here? Where do you go? What do you do? How do you start? Well, Ginger's like, I'm going to be quiet and let her stumble for a change. I am.
Where are we starting? Where are we going?
I got so much news. I'm like, I'm kind of like, you know, having this whiplash effect. And I'm like, what do I tell them? Well, I know what I got to tell you about first because I saw this.
Oops. No? All right.
All right. Ginger's released the hounds. CCP is apparently going to reduce their headcount by 20% so that they can, quotation, concentrate on Eve. Eve developer CCP has announced it will be reducing its headcount by 20%, with job losses largely taking place at the company's Atlanta, Georgia studio, although some positions in Reykjavik will be affected. A press release issued in the UK, or during UK time in the afternoon, revealed that the recent attempts to develop EVE expansions, Dust 514 and the new MMO World of Darkness, all at once has stretched the company's resources too thinly, and that job cuts would have to be made in order to refocus development. The release continues the company's vein of frank communication with its customers following several issues of negative feedback following recent changes to EVE, which led to the company offering reduced subscriptions to entice leading players to return. Others saying, during the last few months, as evident by our interaction with the community, we've made some missteps on that journey. Reads the release.
Missteps.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call it. Missteps. Missteps. As we re-examine our outward relations, we're also taking time to reevaluate our internal goals. In doing so, we have come to the conclusion that we are attempting too many things for our company, for a company our size. Developing EVE expansions, Dust 514, and World of Darkness has stretched our resources too thin. Rather than allowing this to persist, we've made the decision to sharpen our focus. Sadly, this means reducing our staff. Since we estimate that around 20% of global positions will be affected by this process, these will be predominantly in our Atlanta, Georgia office, although select positions in our Reykjavik, Iceland offices will be affected. Wow, that didn't want to come out. Since we're very sad to lose some of our talented and dedicated colleagues to this necessary process, naturally we are making every effort within our means to help them find alternative employment. Decisions like these are difficult for all those involved and extraordinarily sad for those whose lives are affected. The major casualty of the reconstructing will be the team which is working on World of Darkness, which will continue development under reduced resources. Eve and Dust 514 will take priority. We understand that... You know what?
This is not sounding good at all.
You know what I heard? We pissed you guys off. You stopped buying our game. So now we got to fire some people.
Yes. This is exactly what I'm hearing.
A freelancer there is saying, he says that he believes that this is all stemming from them offering in-game microtransactions, which some users felt unbalanced the game. No, honey, this stems from they call the people sheep. It really...
Yes, this is exactly what happened.
People
call people sheep, and people are like, you know what? We're going to take our little sheepy money, and we're going to go home.
Yes, because people don't care if you – sometimes you mess up a game. You do things to it that they don't like, and they'll say they're going to leave, and they don't, because in their mind, they know that it's stupid and it's irrational, you know, to leave something because you don't like that somebody else updated it. But when you call them names, you sheep, you idiots, whatever it is that they said, they're leaving, and that's it. Why should I stay and let you insult me?
Wow.
For free at that, when I can pay people to do that.
Oh, my goodness. People. You can apologize all you want, but you done called people sheep. That's not... All right, so it is Halloween, and it's my favorite time of year, and
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of competitions going on. All right, you Atlas folks. Atlas announces Atlas Owini 2011 Costume Contest. Yes, I had to say that just because of the Owini. All right, so Atlas celebrates the contest's 5th anniversary with the biggest prize giveaways yet. Atlas today announced the 2011 edition of their annual Atlas-themed contest, costume contest, Atlas Owini, in addition to a grand prize voted on by fans and 4 randomly selected winners. The contest will feature categories for the best Catherine-themed outfit, the best KOF 13-themed outfit, and the best Persona-themed outfit. Tim Pavinci, Vice President of Sales and Marketing, says with so many games with characters that fans have really developed a strong connection to, we felt that it made sense to give each of these categories some special recognition. Prizes for this year's winners will be a $300 gift card for the grand prize winner, $200 gift cards for each of the special category winners, and a $25 gift card for each of the 4 random prize winners. The first 200 approved entries for the competition will also receive a Steam code for a free PC copy of Atlas and Ace's, Ace Team's Zany Action Strategy Hybrid Rock of Ages. Contest submissions will be accepted beginning October 18th, which was yesterday at noon, and will end on November 11th, 2011 at 11:59 a.m. PDT. Voting begins on 12:01 p.m. on November 11th, 2011 and closes on 11:59 p.m. on November 18th, 2011. The contest is open to residents of the U.S. and Canada who are over the age of 18. All right, so if you want to check this out, all the rules, you can head over to atlas.com/rules.htm. And if you want that link, I have it up on GamingMatrix.com this morning, so go check it out.
All right.
Well, all right.
As promised, I got a launch date for the PlayStation Vita for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sony's PlayStation Vita handheld will launch in the U.S. and Europe February 22nd. Yeah. The UK RRP for Vita is around 229 francs, quid, linden, euros, whatever. This is for the Wi-Fi model, and 279 for the 3G version. In Europe, the hardware will cost around 249 and 299 respectively, and in those the U.S., same exact pricing, just with a dollar sign. Although no solid launch lineup has been given, Sony has over 100 games in development for the new handheld system, including Resistance, Burning Skies, and Uncharted Golden Abyss, as well as social apps for connectivity to other Vita users and popular services such as, you know, the usual Twitter, Facebook, Skype. GI.biz is reporting that the system is going to launch in Japan December 17th with 26 games on day one, and there is still no indication of the pricing for the 3G data services. So I got to pay for my system and pay for my 3G.
Wow.
Ironically, there's a on GI.biz, sometimes, you know, we share comments with you. There is a student studying at, I don't know what he's got here. I think he's hiding or something, lying. I don't know if you're lying. I'm not going to say your name. But he and another guy there who lectures in game development at Lancaster and Morecambe College. Hello.
Yay.
Hello, you game developer students over there. He's saying the lecturer is saying that's too expensive. And he said, based on the success of the PSP Go, and he said the prices are way overpriced. The other guy is saying, the one that's just a student at Imaginary College, I don't know, is saying, you don't.
Imaginary College.
He's saying that, look at what all you get. GPS, 6 axes, 2 cameras, 2 touchscreens, 5 inch, blah, 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 blah. I think it's the correct price. Honey, he's like, you know, it's powerful. So is the 3DS, and people didn't want to pay for that either. And the 3DS didn't even tell you half of what it could do until after they realized you didn't know and you weren't buying it, but people didn't want to pay that money. So we'll see. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, you're going to have your hardcore fanboys that are they're going to buy it, but the rest of us, no, I'm not paying that money for that either. I love my 3DS, and I wanted one, but I couldn't see me paying that price either. Now, here's something that I do like that they're planning to do for the Vita, which is very smart, but you need to lower the price of the system itself. At launch, you'll get an Uncharted Golden Abyss. Mm-hmm. And what I have always complained about with the digital downloads is because we should be looking at, you know, the whole green thing, Green Planet, it should be cheaper for you to download it because it uses less resources, and that's exactly what they're going to do. If you download it, it'll be cheaper. So the Vox version of Uncharted Golden Abyss will be $78, and if you download it, it'll be
$64.
Ooh. So I like that. I like that a lot.
And
but that's only when it comes out in Japan. So who knows? You know, here they're going to be greedy. It's all 78. But with this 78 version, you get the rock that Drake was holding when he bashed that guy in the head in the first one.
Oh.
Look. But it's not a real rock. Still.
But it looks like it is. Unless it's made out of styrofoam.
That's how they get us.
True story. All right. GamePolitics.com this morning. 8 million of you people are nuts. All right, so 8 million players took part in Battlefield 3 MP beta test.
I'm one of those nutty people.
I know, I love you, Koi. EA Studio DICE has released some interesting stats from its recent Battlefield 3 online multiplayer beta test that are worth mentioning. According to DICE's internal figures, around 8,125,310 players took part in the multiplayer beta test. In fact, DICE even counted how many bullets were shot during the entire test. Oh my God.
Wow.
Players fired a total of 47 billion bullets.
Woo, all those were mine.
And killed 1.5 billion other players. Around 19 million of those players were killed with a knife, while an additional 21 million comm stations were destroyed. Finally, 2.2 billion hit points were regenerated during the entire beta season, and the longest sniper kill traveled a total distance of 635.6 meters.
Oh, that wasn't me, but it was close.
That's amazing.
I do know I kill-billed somebody with a knife. I was laying on the floor, and I was shot. My teammate was trying to get to me. The guy ran past me to shoot him, and then I kill-billed him in the ankle. Slice.
Battlefield 3 will be released on Xbox 360, PS3, and PC in North America on October 25th, so just a couple of days, and in the UK on October 28th. Yay, we get it before y'all. Nah. All
right. It's October 28th? I can't do this. This is too much at once. Oh, my God.
It will face a stiff competition. Oh, we get it the 25th. It'll face a stiff competition when Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 comes out in November. But 8 million beta players is a pretty good indicator that the game will do pretty well when it's finally released. On a related note, the single-player portion of the game has been leaked onto torrent sites, according to multiple published reports.
Ooh.
And you know what? I've got somebody who's trying to get me to play this, so I may actually be getting this. We'll see.
I wouldn't. You know, I learned my lesson when, remember the Wolverine movie was leaked? And one of my relatives rolls over and is like, I got the new movie. We don't even have to go to the movie theater. And it wasn't finished.
Oh, no. I'm talking about when the game releases. I may actually buy it and have an account.
Oh, hey. Well, I'm saying you people that are putting it on the torrent site, it's like seeing the Christmas presents before Christmas Day. It's just not worth it. It really isn't. Don't do it. Wait till it comes out. It'll be finished and it'll work. My other thing is I have never done this. I'm not saying my hands are clean. I've been a good girl all the time, but I do pay for the games. Tell you why. Even after I've borrowed them from, and I say borrowed because I usually pay for them anyway. If my game is not working, I can't call anybody and yell at them if I stole it.
You can't?
No. A lot of people don't know that. I'm telling you, I will call the company. This is not working. There's, you know, blue fairies in my battlefield.
Fix it.
You can't say that when you got it by ill-gotten means. And I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, I can program, but I ain't that damn good. So I need some help. Fix my stuff. Fix it. Well, Ginger, I'm just going to say this. I know you've been waiting for this news all morning. I'm going to share with you Moxie Girls for Nintendo DS. It's on store shelves October
20th. Oh, my God.
I know a gang of little girls in my family that would be throwing wet tomatoes at me if they were here because they hate those girls. Oh, one of them told me their eyes are too big or something. What's going on? Okay, so Gameville Entertainment, independent publisher of entertaining mass market video games, announced today that Moxie Girls spelled with a Z because, you know, we need more illiterate children. For Nintendo DS, a fun-filled imagination video game based on the popular Moxie Girls brand of fashion dolls will hit the shelves October 25th. Moxie Girls for Nintendo DS provides hours of fun with thousands of art options and creations waiting your personal touch. Customize your Moxie Girls character and express your creativity in fashion play mode with dozens of hairstyles, accessories, and more. Share your deepest secrets and get lost in the journal and diary modes, or have fun with your friends as you take the Moxie Girls quizzes to find out which of the Moxie Girls you and your friends resemble the most. None of them, because they have crazy proportions that no real woman can ever achieve. Whether playing alone or with others, Moxie Girls provides an interactive and encouraging environment where young girls can be whatever they want to be. Be true, be you. Developed by first playable Moxie Girls for Nintendo DS is rated E for everyone by the ESRB. People over at first playable, first of all, I know you stole your name from Play First and reversed it. I know it. I see it. I know you
did.
I know you stole your name. And secondly, really, this whole diary crap and expressions and journals and stuff like that, that is so 80s. That was because we had no video games. Little girls didn't have anything else to do. Yes, I want to write in a journal and a diary, and I needed to be pink and fluffy and smell good. Now,
do you remember those little digital diaries?
Yes, that was a bad idea.
Like, message your friends from like around the block or whatnot. It had like, I don't know. I guess it was what Wi-Fi would have been or something. It was
yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's what they were testing. See, we girls were the beta testers for the Wi-Fi. Y'all didn't know that because they know we would use it. How about this? Why don't you make me a Moxie Girls where they're on an adventure and they're capturing criminals and their heads are not like the size of a cantaloupe on a toothpick's body, and yeah, find something else to do.
I always hate those stupid big heads. I'm like, what is wrong with this?
Every little girl in my family at some point in time has looked at those things and said either been afraid of them because their heads are so big or said that those dolls look evil.
Yes, at least, I don't know. Barbies and Bratz and all these, they're all like...
Well, Bratz got yanked. Bratz got yanked because Barbie said that they stole from them.
Well, they got it back from what I was reading.
I have no idea. I'm trying to give Barbie some credit for at least trying to, you know, branch across the board and do some different things with ethnicities and play with TV characters and things like that. But still, Barbie is still too frilly. This is exactly why you have dolls like Monster High that are flying off the shelves now, because little girls are getting tired of the pink frilly. I need something with some skulls on it and a knife. So that I can cut
Yes, those zombie dolls. Yeah. Oh, those are so cool.
Yes, that's what the little ones want. They want some variety. I'm not always feeling pink and pretty today.
Mm-mm.
Maybe I want to be a mummy. Mm-hmm. I like that. You seen the mummy, the Monster High mummy, the Cleopatra, whatever her name is? I love her. Get her for me. She's got this, her bandages are sparkling, and she's got the asp on her head, and she's got a sword in her hand. Let's do this.
That is awesome.
See, that's what you do. Sparkly, fabulous, but dangerous. That's where y'all keep missing the boat. All right. Look, I have ranted. I'm ranting today, aren't I?
All right. We don't have much longer, so let me
do it.
All right. GamePolitics.com this morning. Gamers United's annual holiday fundraising campaign. I cannot read. The Gamers United has kicked off its annual holiday fundraising campaign with the goal of collecting $7,400 for sick children confined to hospital beds in Southern California. Of course, they can't do that without our help. They have launched a key part of that campaign over on Indiegogo.com, and they are looking for the gaming community to help them reach this year's goal. That $7,400 will allow them to buy game systems and software that kids in various hospitals throughout Southern California will use to pass the time as they face varying degrees of illness. You can find the Indiegogo donation page over at, it's not going to give you the link, apparently, because, yay, it's not going to work. Indiegogo.com. Gamers United is also asking the community to support them in spreading the word on this campaign via Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. You can learn more about the organization, what organizations it supports, and many other ways to help by visiting thegamersunited.org.
Also, be sure to follow @gamers_united on Twitter and like them on Facebook for the latest information about organization, upcoming events, campaigns, and more. All right, so if you want those links, got to head over to gamepolitics.com.
Whoa, 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 boom, boom, boom. Okay, so yeah, hey, guess what?
What?
EA sent this over from three different outlets. I don't know. But you people that loved NFL Blitz, and I did, I will not lie to you. They announced there's an all-new HD version of NFL Blitz from EA Sports will be available January 2012 via digital download on Xbox Live for 1,200 Microsoft points and on the PlayStation Network for $14.99. Why didn't they put this out at Christmas? I'm telling you, oh man, I would have played this. Christmas time and football go together like ice cream and cookies. A remarkable value, they're saying. NFL Blitz features the arcade-style, fast-paced gameplay that made the original game a hit, the game that would become Madden. But takes the experience to a whole new level with immersive online game modes in HD. They're saying it's one of the greatest arcade classics of the 90s. It was. And now we're bringing back everything the fans loved at a great price in HD as a digital download, said Cam Weber, who's a general manager of American football for EA Sports. He said the new NFL Blitz will preserve the competitive nature of the original game while delivering to fans the ultimate rivalry experiences online. Oh, man. Somebody is going to get stomped. I'm getting this just so I can hurt you.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's if they put the fights back in. You used to be able to fight. You know, it would yell out, fight! And then you kick booty. Of course, it was a button mashing thing.
Kick booty.
Kick booty. Well, it's daytime. You know, I can't say it. if you guys are too young to remember, you had your 2 minutes quarters, 30 yards for the first down, no penalties, exiting tackles, and, of course, players on fire. Yes, literally on fire. For the first time in franchise history, Blitz hits the gridiron in HD. You can take to the field with top players from each of the 32 NFL teams, play in all 31 NFL stadiums, and battle fantasy bosses from the gauntlet at the Blitz Coliseum. Yes, I love it. I'm sorry. Of course... You also have the Blitz Gauntlet, which is a single-player challenge. You can battle through multi-tiered gauntlet, taking on NFL teams and exclusive fantasy character bosses in the Carrot Cause. I just said that. Why did they do me to that twice? You can take down the fantasy character bosses to unlock them for use in all modes, so you get to play with them, I guess. You also have your online co-op. You can grab a teammate on the couch or join a friend online and crush the competition in Blitz 2-on-2 style. Track your records against friends to show them who owns the Blitz gridiron. You can also earn Blitz Bucks, which will allow you to purchase some other content, I guess. Build your Blitz Elite League by purchasing card packs, power-ups. Customize your Blitz Battle teams with new logos and banners. Take the Blitz experience to the next level with a slew of gameplay and visual cheats. Go behind the scenes and unlock concept art and famous Blitz cheerleader. Why do they give us concept art? You can unlock it. I mean, other than artists and some of us who appreciate art, who really cares if they unlock? I'm just curious. Who out there cares?
Somebody out there has got to care.
I could not
have it, right?
I don't know. Maybe they've not said that they don't care. Maybe that's why they keep doing it. I'm just like, stop. I don't really want. Anyway, it's time for us to take a break.
It is time for us to take a break. Yay, what are we going to play? What are we going to play?
I don't
this is my
All right.
We're back. Yay. I love this song.
I do too.
All right. I guess we're back. And like I well, try to say that.
I got to put that in my car so I can pull up next to somebody and have that.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. When you do that, send that to me.
I'm going to do it on Halloween.
That's us. Okay. Yeah, y'all couldn't hear me over Leroy being torn apart. But you EverQuest fans, y'all are nuts. Y'all are so nuts.
Whatever.
Pre-orders now available for EverQuest Avel of Alaris expansion.
Wow.
All right, so SOE is proud to announce that EverQuest's 18th overall expansion, Avel of Alaris, oh my god, this game will never die, is now available for pre-order. Set for a full-scale launch on November 15th, the expansion can be pre-ordered now until November 14th. The EverQuest saga continues on the continent of Alaris, a land long hidden through magic, and takes players to an unseen side of Norath, where even the gods are under threat by deadly new forces. The Vale of Alaris experience consists of multiple quests, boss battles, and raids, all among some of the EverQuest franchise's most stunning environments to date, including the Twisted Sea Temple, Rubak Oseka, the Bronze Bastion of Law and Order, Elrion, and the captivating coastal city Sereth and the grand scaling mountain fortress Argath. Note to self, do not take cold medicine for the show. New Vale of Alaris game features go from 90 to 95. Holy crap, 95 levels. Oh, well, WoW has 85, so that's not really that big. Achieve a new max level of 95 and set a standard of gameplay. Improved hotbars, parcel and coin delivery system, new guild halls, new guild rank-based permission system, new guild trophies, more than 800 AAs, 13 raids, 12 zones, 500-plus spells, 20 missions, 100 quests, and Legends of Norath 5 digital booster packs. All right, so if you want to pre-order this, you can head over to everquest.com/everquest.vm.
You know what EverQuest needs to do is strip down that entire game and take the original and rebuild it and do that.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's graphics
with that gameplay.
And oh god, yes.
And they, I would never leave.
Yes. Not. But I want their crafting. I liked their crafting.
Oh, it was excellent, and I love.
No, there wasn't any kind of like recipe list. You just kind of had to tinker until you figured out what worked.
Yeah, and some things came up with some great things. You had jewelry that could, you know, buff your pet or buff you or people standing there. Just, yeah. I miss that. I want that back. EverQuest people, are you listening? Can I find them on Twitter? I bet they got a Twitter. I know they do. Yeah, they do. I'm going to Twitter them. You know what we want? Here's what people want. We want our EverQuest back.
I know, I went looking for Mythic yesterday to do that, and they are not on there.
Well, don't. You have to look for EverQuest. They do have a Twitter. And apparently they're talking about the same thing you did. Is it Vale of Alaris? Is that what it is? Yeah. And they're giving away a mosaic sign poster. You know what, EverQuest? Tweet to EverQuest. We want original EverQuest. Look, see, y'all see me doing this. When y'all hear this, it'll already be up. Ginger, are you still with me? Hello. Ginger, hello.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was here, and it was like, all of a sudden, it was like not wanting to, oh, that was weird. I was like, don't you be spinning on me.
don't you do it.
I was like, no, this person is the show. Don't do this to me.
Okay, so I didn't even know this was going on. This is a fight that we missed. Apparently, there was a case against Google over Super Poke Pets.
Super Poke Pets.
Yeah. A law firm which had been collecting complaints from players of Sly Super Poke Pets, shut down by Google after it acquired the developer and dissolved it, has decided to abandon the pursuit of the case, telling claimants that it is unlikely to succeed. Class action specialist Fried and Weiss have decided against taking the search giant to court, as the partnership believes that the terms and conditions of the contract between players and Slide, and consequentially now Google, render the action legally acceptable. Well, this is also reporting from All Things D. He says, we have appreciated hearing from many of you, and while this is unfair and unjust, there are just some situations where there is not a likelihood of recovery in the U.S. court system, and we have found that to be the case here. I mean, Google said, we're not giving you one red cent. Google.
Yeah, I can see this. Google's like, I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. They did get a good amount of money. They acquired Slide in August for $182 million, and then they dissolved the company shortly after releasing the company founder, Max Levchin, and phasing out the company's apps. One of these apps, of course, was Super Poke Pets, a virtual pet simulator, which allowed customers to spend money on accessories and other in-game purchases. Users had argued that Google's disclosure of the game infringed on their rights, having invested money and time into the venture, as well as being covered by the terms of service. Google had also offered to run and maintain a new app called SPP Lite, which would enable users to ensure the continued existence of their digital dependent. Aww.
Wow.
How sweet. But still.
Yes.
They paid their money. I understand why the people are mad. You could refund them or put it towards another game, maybe?
Yeah, do something, because this is kind of crazy.
They don't want to.
Mm-mm, no. All right, what have we got? What have we got? Trans gaming technology used to bring Activision's Skylanders Spyro's Adventure to Mac. Trans Gaming Corporation, the global leader in the multi-platform deployment of games, in collaboration with Activision Publishing, today announced that Activision's innovative new game, Skylanders Spyro's Adventure, has been brought to the Mac platform using Transgaming's Mac enablement technology. Skylanders Spyro's Adventure allows kids for the first time to bring toys to life in a video game by using the magical portal of power. Players can collect over 30 different characters, each with their own personality, powers, and upgrades. These innovative, highly collectible toys also have brains, allowing them to remember their level ups and experiences as they progress through the game. Additionally, the toys are cross-platform, which gives kids the ability to play their leveled up toys across multiple game systems. Skylanders Spyro's Adventure introduces a completely new way for kids to play with video games and toys by combining them in a way never seen before. Transgaming's Mac enablement engine is used by many of the world's leading game publishers to bring some of their most popular titles to the high-growth Mac markets. It allows publishers to quickly and cost-effectively release Mac versions of their existing games, expanding their market reach. Vikas Gupta, CEO and President of Transgaming Incorporated, says, more and more leading publishers and developers are looking to the Mac platform for a largely underserved base of gaming consumers. We are proud that Transgaming's Mac enablement technology is a top choice for publishers such as Activision to bring groundbreaking titles such as Skylanders Spyro's Adventure to a new audience. Whee! All right, so you Mac folks are getting some new games.
Yeah, well, which means what? More hackers.
More hackers. Yeah.
I think it means more hackers.
Hacks can't be hacked. Lies.
The hell
lies.
You can't. All right. Well, we've all been talking about the Kinect, and it's been about a year since it came out. Last week's release of the Forza Motorsport is the first stage in Microsoft's new strategy of adding the Kinect functionality to the entirety of its first-party core game output. But almost 1 year after the release of the DepthCam hardware, the question is just how far have developers managed to push the system? And does the mandatory core game support help or hinder the platform? This is a question over at DI.biz this morning. What? You can go over and check out the article, but I'll tell you a little bit about it. What they're saying they believe, they're saying their strategy of force-fitting Kinect into core titles may end up being counterproductive, serving to highlight its weaknesses rather than its strengths. Now, they said where the confusion, of course, still remains is just how much access.
GLaDOS, let go.
Oh, was she on me?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Am I back?
You kind of sound a little tin canish.
do I still sound tin canish?
Yeah, a little bit.
Uh-oh. GLaDOS.
Weird echo thing.
Let go. Of course, as the confusion remains, is just how much access the core Xbox 360 hardware has to this raw spec Kinect to a PC, and you can stream both camera feeds with full resolution at 30 frames per second. However, initial specs for the Kinect on the 360 saw depth resolution drop to a quarter
quarter of the resolution, 320 by 240. Why? Why? Of course, U.S. bandwidth is at its premium on the Xbox. The controller chip is significantly below spec compared to a PC, and the available bandwidth has to service a whole range of devices, including USB flash drives, which can run game installs and movies, which we have an article I'll be writing up to you about that, things you didn't know about your Xbox, that your Xbox could do. Xbox controllers, of course, controllers and plastic musical instruments, facsimiles, you know, your rock band stuff. So while a PC can easily get around 30 megabytes per second from a USB port, the 360 is limited to something like 15 megabytes per second. Okay, so, of course, we have all said this to date. We haven't seen any Kinect titles running the full frame rate, RGB camera feed simultaneously with the depth scan. And while some news stories are indicating that Microsoft has restored the full resolution of depth camera to its 640 by 480 spec, we don't see any Kinect titles that translate to an enormous boost of any kind of material gameplay advantage over the launch games. Perhaps forthcoming party titles like Kinect, Sword Season 2 and Dance Central 2 will change that, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
Some of the developer elements from Kinect have been improved over the last year, so the core libraries that they provide to the game creators have been refined. For example, it's known that seated gameplay could not be robustly supported by a skeletal tracking system. While tracking the movement of the legs while seated is still an issue, the upper body can now be accurately scanned. Kinect skeletal tracking also works by comparing depth data with pre-stored images, and the accuracy of this procedure has improved a great deal. Motions that can be tracked with borderline precision are now specifically more accurate. There's still some limitations of the system that still proved to be far more difficult to deal with the Xbox 360 generation of the hardware now coming to an end. Yes, coming to an end. It's unlikely these will ever be seriously addressed. Well, people, pop over and check that out. Those of you who are still saying, Kinect is awesome. Kinect is awesome. Kinect is absolutely awesome.
Kinect is not so awesome.
No.
No. No, you sound so weird. Okay. Do we have time another, or are we just going to go?
Oh, we got 2 minutes. Can you squeeze it in?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, Shoot the Birds for Free, Pumpkin Scarecrow, Revenge on Halloween.
I like how you said that all casual. Shoot the Birds for Free.
Mm-hmm. Infinite Dreams, the creators of Can Knockdown 2 and Jelly Defense, announced today 100% off sale on Shoot the Birds. Just in time for Halloween, this universal iOS game allows gamers to take revenge on Angry Birds. The main role, I like that. The main role in the Birds drama was given to Pumpkin Scarecrow armored with crossbow. Polish developer declared the Birds' hunting season is open. It's time to take revenge on the Birds for all the evil they have done to the world. You've had fairly enough of this flying vermin that has been pooping on you, your car, or your condo for years. Do you really hate when those bullies peek at you with these angry, with this angry look that says, "Hey, I'm not scared of you, and I'm so not getting out of your way"? Or do you just want them to pay and suffer for the chicken flu, the diseases they carry, and waking you up by tweeting and chirping after midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now you have the chance to take your sweet vengeance. Use the crossbow to shoot down all kinds of birds in mid-flight. Aim precisely to rack up multipliers to further increase your score. Survive as many waves as you can and fight for the top of the rankings. To celebrate Halloween and the fall season, Shoot the Birds is free for a limited time and available worldwide through the App Store in the Games category. Don't miss the opportunity and get the game now. All right, so again, that is called Shoot the Birds.
All right. And with that, it is time for us to go. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Remember, you get us twice tomorrow.
Yay!
Fun will be had by all.
Yes, yes, yes. We will be out of hand. It'll be great.
All day tomorrow.
All day.
All day tomorrow. All right, let's see if we can get Ninja Song to play for her today. Let's try it again.
Come and go, was waiting for.
long later.
Say bye-bye, Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!